Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about when God stands beside you. It's been said that a real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. Have you ever had a friend like that? Perhaps you had a season in your life when it felt as if everyone was against you and that you were all alone. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 says, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." I want you to know Jesus is that friend. When everyone leaves, when you feel abandoned, and when there is no one else around, God will remain present in your life. In fact, He has promised in Scripture that He will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is writing about his defense of the gospel as a prisoner in Rome. He talks about how everyone abandoned him, and he was left alone as he stood before the Roman authorities. This reminds me of how the disciples of Jesus fled after his arrest. But listen to what Paul says, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. "At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it." How discouraging it must have been for Paul that not even his closest friends would be with him during one of his most difficult days. Yet Paul acknowledges the presence of God. He said, "The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength." All he had was God, but that was all he needed. Like the Apostle Paul, you might be facing one of your most difficult situations. Maybe you are facing it all alone, and you wonder where your family and friends are. Perhaps it seems that no one understands. I want you to receive this truth today. God is standing beside you. He is there. Can you acknowledge His presence? Everything you need, He will provide. Repeatedly in the Bible, He promises us that He will be with us. Listen to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. The Bible says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail nor abandon you." What I love about the Bible are the real-life stories of people who faced all kinds of difficulty and adversity. We learn of their struggles spiritually, emotionally, and physically. But we also see God at work in their lives. We learn of God's faithfulness. We see God's compassion, wisdom, and guidance. We discover He is a God who loves His people and one who will never abandon them. You know, in my own life, it is the presence of Jesus that has made such a difference. Had I faced my battles alone, I don't know how I could have survived. But I can say like the Apostle Paul, "The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength." Perhaps today you are facing a physical illness. Maybe you're stuck at home, in a hospital, or a nursing home, and you feel all alone. Possibly you are dealing with marital conflict or abandonment by your children. Maybe you feel beaten down by financial struggles, overwhelmed by stress at work, or anxious about your future. Receive this encouragement. God is standing at your side, and He will give you strength. There is nothing you're facing that God cannot handle. There is no need in your life God cannot meet. There are no problems God cannot solve. The eternal God is standing beside you right now. And here's today's challenge. Set aside a few minutes to acknowledge God's faithful presence in your life. Thank Him that He has always been with you and that He always will be. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.